This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Dozens of people were killed and dozens were wounded in southwestern Pakistan on Friday by a suicide bomber targeting a procession marking the birthday of Islam's Prophet Muhammad, officials said. A second suicide attack by two men at a mosque hundreds of kilometers north caused a roof collapse that killed four people, officials said. Local hospitals were overwhelmed by the number of wounded, and provincial authorities used social media platforms to appeal for blood donors. U.S. President Joe Biden will remain in Washington over the weekend, and the White House will remain in contact with congressional leaders as a government shutdown looms. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Friday.
The president's going to be in Washington, D.C. Our team here is going to continue to remain in touch with congressional leaders and the members of both parties. Certainly, he's going to get updates.
The U.S. government was 2 days away from a partial shutdown on Friday as hardline Republicans refused to support a bipartisan Senate proposal to keep the government open and also voiced opposition to their own party's plan to give lawmakers more time to negotiate a full-year deal. The shutdown would be the fourth in a decade. It comes just 4 months after a similar standoff brought the federal government within days of defaulting on its $31 trillion-plus in debt. Veteran U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a titan of American political history, who notched a string of legislative achievements during a trailblazing three-decade career in the Senate, has died at 90 years old, according to media reports on Friday. Feinstein, the Senate's oldest member, was celebrated as a pioneer for women in politics and a hugely effective legislator. She had already announced her retirement this February as her health worsened and following a number of missteps that threatened her legacy. The Californian was widowed last year. For more stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.